with the 18th pick in the 2015 NFL Draft, the Kansas City Chiefs select Marcus Peters, defensive back, Washington. The Kansas City Chiefs select Dontari Poe, nose tackle, Memphis.
John, I asked you back at the combine, when you look at this particular draft, what was unique about it? Now that you've had a little bit more time, maybe to study some of the guys, talk with some of your staff, what is unique to you about this particular group of prospects?
Well, I think it's on the defensive side of the ball that the strength will probably be. It'll be in the, you know, the defensive secondary and the defensive line. I think there's some very talented defensive linemen and secondary players here. And I think there's some quality as you go forward here along the offensive line as well. I'm excited for the draft coming up here. At the end of the day, you know, we're going to get the best available player. We're going to get a good football player that's going to help and contribute moving us forward here to the 16th season.
Last year, most snaps in the AFC by any team, your Chiefs rookies last year. When you're scouting these guys at this point and you're trying to determine which guys are coming in to fit with Kansas City, do you get any kind of a sense on which guys might be able to come in and contribute right away, or do you really not know that until they step on the field?
Well, I think you have an understanding of, you know, you're hoping that they can contribute. But I think there's a lot of variables that are moving that come to play in this, the maturity level, the desire. Are you programmed enough to pick up that playbook? Are you willing to, you know, take advice from the veteran presence here? Are you all in? Those are the types of things that you look for. And again, that's why we try to stress, you know, guys that love football. You can't have enough of those guys.
How does the trust you have in your staff and that whole process kind of culminate at the draft?
We spend a lot of time together. And first and foremost, trust is very important. We have a very good staff here, and we work very well together. There's many tireless hours that are spent. At the end of the day, you're going to get 7, 8, or 9 draft picks in this thing. So what you want to do is you want to be organized. You want to be detailed. You want to make sure that no stone is unturned. And you want to do what's best for this organization, because really we have a philosophy. We like to draft and develop and be very selective in free agency. So it's very important that you hit on these draft picks.
And final question, just between me, you, the camera, and everybody watching, yes. Who's going to be the pick at 28?
Best available player.